This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nothing is certain in life, it's been said, except death and taxes and having to put gas in your car. And yes, I know, let's just discount electric vehicles for now, all right? You own a car, you got to go to the gas station. Most of us, though, see things the way they are. Entrepreneurs see industries ripe for disruption. There's a new startup in Texas that wants to bring the fuel to you, Uber, but for your gas tank. From KERA in Fort Worth, Christopher Connolly has that story.
Elizabeth Tolentino hates going to the gas station, like seriously hates it. She used to keep a gas can in her trunk because she'd run out of gas. She even ran out of gas at the gas station one time.
Every time I tried to get to a pump, someone else would take the pump before I got there, so I actually ran out of gas in the gas station while trying to find a pump that was open.
Awkward, but not anymore. Nowadays, the marketing assistant from Kennedale gets her gas delivered to her black Honda Civic Coupe. She opens an app, toggles the map to her location, and orders a fill-up.
And it asks me to pop my fuel door. So I just open my fuel door. It's processing, and it's done. Fuel's on the way, and it's going to arrive no later than 4 p.m. today.
What we do is fundamentally the 21st century way of delivering a product like this.
Frank Mycroft founded Booster Fuels. The 30-year-old used to work for NASA and for a company that wants to mine asteroids. But he wanted to use his logistics expertise to solve more terrestrial problems. Americans make an estimated 37 million trips to the gas station to fill the tank every day. That's according to the National Association of Convenience Stores, which represents gas stations. Mycroft says that adds up to a lot of wasted time.
The fact that we get thousands of families that extra 15 minutes a day to do whatever it is that they want to do, that feels really, really good.
But delivery is a tough business model, says Suresh Kota at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business, especially for gas. Once you take out the taxes and the base cost of the gas itself, there's not a lot left over. And that's got to pay for marketing and IT and personnel before you even get a penny of profit.
How much does it cost for that labor? And how much does it cost to get the product to you as opposed to you coming and picking up the product?
Ben Benson at the University of Texas Macomb School of Business says sticking to dense areas is the key. Right now, Booster's only serving a handful of office parks in North Texas and Silicon Valley. The company's two competitors also serve narrow areas.
They're going to have to think about how they can market this in a way that gets the attention of the customers they want, those that are in dense areas, without being too annoying to those that love the concept but can't be served.
Then there are safety concerns. Gasoline is a hazardous material, after all, and there are regulations to make sure gas stations can handle fires or spills. Booster Fuel says it hires experienced drivers with hazmat training, people like William Rich. Out in a call center parking lot on the edge of Fort Worth, Rich unrolls a long hose from one of Booster's purple trucks. He flips on a pump and starts filling up a sporty BMW. The gas going in is a few cents cheaper than it is at a gas station down the street. While the gas is pumping, Rich cleans the windows. It's an old-timey service for what he thinks is the future of fuel delivery.
Someday, soon, I believe that Booster will be not like an option or a luxury. I think it'll be the standard. I mean, you push a button to get pizza, why not push a button to get gas?
Even if this is how we fill up in the future, you'll still have to stop off for the slushies and Slim Jims. So far, Booster has no plans to deliver those. In Fort Worth, I'm Christopher Connolly for Marketplace.